Time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Final game of a three-game series. Mets going for the sweep of the Washington Nationals. A couple of left-handers on the mound. David Peterson against Mackenzie Gore. And it was an adventurous top of the first inning for David Peterson. A one-out single to Lane Thomas put a base runner on. James Wood then advanced him to second with a ground out. Two outs and a runner at second base. A failed pickoff at second allowed Thomas to advance to third. Jesse Winker next. He worked a two-out walk. That put runners at the corners. Peterson able to strand them both, though. Riley Adams flied out to end the top of the first inning. In the bottom half, Mets got a two-out walk against Mackenzie Gore, but nothing else. Then in the second inning, once again, things got a little bit dicey. Juan Yepes led off the inning with a double. Lane Thomas then legged out an infield single to short, and Yepes advanced to third. First and third for Washington with nobody out. Peterson responded, though. He struck out Trey Lipscomb and Jacob Young for the first two outs in the inning. Still first and third, two outs, order flipped for C.J. Abrams.
3-2 the count. Here's the payoff pitch, and it is in there. Strike three called. He got him with a sinker, and David Peterson wiggles out of big trouble in the second. First and third, nobody out, and he strikes out Lipscomb, Young, and Abrams in succession, and the Nationals come up empty.
And that's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Three consecutive strikeouts for David Peterson, and the game still scoreless. Peterson settled in from there. He faced the minimum over the next two innings with a little bit of help from his catcher, Luis Torrens, after a leadoff walk to Lane Thomas in the third.
Thomas leads, the kick and the pitch. Thomas goes, pitch taken for strike three. Throw down to second is in time for the out. Thomas slides right into Lindor's glove on a beautiful feed from the catcher, Luis Torrens. Just talked about how great his offense has been. He continues to throw out base runner after base runner. A strike him out, throw him out, double play, two outs in the third.
Yeah, that erased the leadoff walk to Lane Thomas. Jesse Winker next. He then bounced out for a 1-2-3 third inning for David Peterson. On the other side, Mackenzie Gore had been really stellar as well. He limited the Mets to just one hit over four innings. That was a one-out double to J.D. Martinez. We were scoreless after four. The Nats mounted a two-out rally against Peterson in the top of the fifth. C.J. Abrams was hit for the third time in the series. Lane Thomas then followed with a single to put runners at first and second. And once again, Peterson was able to escape. James Wood grounded out to end the top of the fifth inning. Scoreless at the halfway mark. Then in the bottom half, the Mets finally broke through against Mackenzie Gore. Luis Torrens led off the inning with a double to left. Mets had some trouble advancing him, though. Harrison Bader popped out. Then Tyrone Taylor struck out. All of a sudden, there were two outs in the inning, and Torrens still at second base. But from there, Mackenzie Gore ran into some command issues. Back-to-back walks to Jeff McNeil and Francisco Lindor loaded the bases for Brandon Nimmo to provide us with our turning point of the game.
Brandon Nimmo has never been particularly fazed in his career by left-handed pitching. He's actually hit almost 30 points better against lefties this year than he has the righties at .272. But with all of that and the fact that lefties have hit Gore well, Martinez wants Gore. And the 1-0 driven in the air to the gap in left center. That's going to burn Davey Martinez. It's in for a hit. It's going to clear the bases. One in. Two in. Lindor racing to the plate. He scores standing. Three runs in on a double by Brandon Nimmo. And the Mets are leading by a score of 3-0. Brandon Nimmo now at 62 RBIs on the year. And so Davey Martinez rolled the dice. And they did not work favorably for him. And Brandon Nimmo gets it done again.
That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online. at rbscorp.com. It was also our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 62 RBIs for Brandon Nimmo, now just six shy of his career high from a year ago. That was it for Mackenzie Gore. Dylan Floro took over, and he was immediately greeted by J.D. Martinez.
Dylan Floro, the new pitcher, two out in the fifth. J.D. Martinez, first ball swinging, lines it over short. Base hit left field, around third, Nimmo coming home. Woods throw to the plate, head first slide, safe at the plate. And down to second goes Martinez. On the first pitch from Dylan Floro, J.D. Martinez drives home Nimmo. The Mets have a 4-0 lead.
I tell you what, just ask J.D., there's something about that first pitch swinging for the Mets' designated hitter. RBI for Martinez, second hit of the day, and the Mets had a 4-0 lead, and not done yet. Next to the plate, Pete Alonso.
2-2 on the way, hit hard towards third, base hit, beyond the reach of a diving Lipscomb, caroms off the sidewall in left field, that'll get Martinez home easily. Going to second, Alonso, head first slide, he's out! But I believe Martinez had clearly crossed the plate before the out was made at second. So Martinez's runs count, or run counts. Alonso was thrown out trying to stretch one into two. But he does get credit for the RBI, and the Mets are done in the fifth.
So the Mets added on two more after the Brandon Nimmo three-run double. Those are our insurance runs of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. A five spot for the Mets against Gore and Floro, and a 5-0 lead for New York after five. David Peterson returned for a 5-run lead in the sixth inning. He set down the first two Nationals of the inning with a couple of ground balls to third. He then issued a two-out walk to Juan Yepes. Right around 100 pitches, Jeremy Hefner went to the mound to chat with David Peterson. The lefty stayed on, likely set to face his final batter, and he won the battle with a ground out to first base for six shutout innings for David Peterson. Hunter Harvey on for the Nationals in the bottom of the sixth. He set the Mets down in order. Then in the top of the seventh inning, Phil Maton made his Mets debut and an easy 1-2-3 seventh inning with a couple of strikeouts and an ejection of Nationals bench coach Miguel Cairo, who was arguing balls and strikes with the home plate umpire at that point. Either way, didn't faze Maton by any means as he recorded a 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. We were on to the eighth inning with the Mets still ahead 5-0. Danny Young took over after Robert Garcia had posted a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh for Washington. Bit of a rocky start for Young. He hit Lane Thomas, then allowed a single to James Wood to put runners at first and second with nobody out. Jesse Winker next. He grounded into a force out at second base. Wood erased, but Winker safe at first. Runners at the corners for one out. Young then struck out Riley Adams for the second out of the inning. Two outs and runners at the corners for Juan Yepes, and Young walked him. That loaded the bases. It was also it for Danny Young. Daniel Nunez took over. He inherited the bases loaded and faced Luis Garcia.
The bases loaded here, and Garcia, pretty good hitter. He's 1-for-3 today. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball, slowly hit to the right side. McNeil's got it. Throws to first, close play, but just in time to get Garcia. And that retires the side.
So Daniel Nunez took over with the bases full, and he was able to strand the bases loaded and send us to the bottom of the eighth inning where the Mets kept the pressure on. One-out singles by J.D. Martinez and Pete Alonso put a pair on for Mark Vientos.
Here's the 2-0 to Vientos, and that's lined to center. That's a base hit. Martinez to third. He's being waved home. Young's throw will go to third. Cut off by Abrams and sliding into third safely on the relay throw from Abrams is Alonso. And holding at first with an RBI single is Mark Vientos. Three straight singles, and the Mets have a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, three straight hits off Kyle Finnegan. RBI for Vientos. 6-0 Mets lead. They weren't done yet. Two batters later, it was Harrison Bader's turn.
0-1 to Bader, line to left field, that's a base hit. Alonso scores from third, pulling into second Vientos. On at first with an RBI single is Harrison Bader, who kicks the extra point, and the Mets take a 7-0 lead over the Washington Baseball Club.
Yeah, a touchdown for the Mets in a 7-0 lead. On to the ninth inning. Adam Ottavino took over with the Mets ahead by 7. The first two Nationals reached on a base hit and a hit by pitch to put a pair on. Ottavino did come back with a strikeout of C.J. Abrams, but a couple of wacky wild pitches, and all of a sudden, Nationals had runners at second and third. Lane Thomas worked a walk. That loaded the bases with one out. Ottavino came back with a strikeout of James Wood. Two outs and the bases loaded, and standing in the way of the Mets' first shutout of the year was Jesse Winker.
Bases loaded, two outs, 7-0 Mets in the ninth. Ottavino ready. 1-2 to Winker. Swung at and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Adam Ottavino finishes off the first Mets shutout of the year in their 92nd game, the longest they've gone in a season before throwing their first shutout. Ottavino, the last of five Mets pitchers, combining with David Peterson doing the heavy lifting through six. And for the Mets, it's a three-game series sweep of the Washington Nationals as the Mets move two games over the 500 mark.
Yeah, Adam Ottavino allowed three base runners, but a couple of strikeouts ended the game, and the Mets shut out Washington to complete the sweep by a final score of 7-0.